Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. Crossland, Corsa and Mokka. Three good reasons to visit the Opel Open Road event.
Now, the masks in school is just one issue that has attracted criticism of bad communication. And over the weekend, Taoiseach Micheál Martin defended the government's handling of the pandemic and denied that NPHET is being gagged by a decision to route all COVID communications through the government press office. Pat Leahy is political editor with the Irish Times. Good morning, Pat.
Morning, Claire.
Well, there's a lot of intrigue and interesting messaging going on here between the two. What do you, would you say the relationship is now between NPHET and government?
I'd say it's not great, to be honest.
Is that an understatement?
Possibly. There's a fair degree of suspicion and mistrust. And while the two bodies are, of course, on the same side, they might have diverging ideas about the management, particularly of the communications. And we've seen in recent weeks where the communications and messaging has kind of been a bit all over the place, as between internally within government, with government saying things that is, pretty shortly thereafter has to contradict. But also there's a deep resentment in government at what they feel is, or some ministers and senior officials feel is, they're being almost bounced into decisions by NPHET, issuing advice more or less in public, or advice which is leaked pretty quickly thereafter, and government then feels it has no real discretion on whether to follow it. So, yeah, the relationship is not great at the moment.
It's interesting, isn't it, when you say the government feels bounced into decisions, because the government has always said to us, NPHET recommends, the government decides. Clearly that's not the case if they feel that whatever NPHET says, they have to follow.
Well, they do decide. I mean, they are, you know, legally and constitutionally the executive arm of the state, and the government formally makes the decision. I think where the resentment is coming from within government is that they feel once the public health advice is out there, they have no choice but to follow it, even though they might not fully agree with either the pace or extent of the restrictions that NPHET is recommending. But, you know, join the army, wear the boots, Claire. They're the government. It's up to them to make whatever decisions they feel are warranted, and then to stand over those decisions. So if they wish to diverge from public health advice, then they're perfectly entitled to do that. And they have done that in the past. The real spectre, of course, that is haunting the government is that if they diverge from public health advice, as they did to a degree this time last year, and it all goes wrong, then we all know where the blame will end up.
The aim of this change that I mentioned there at the start, to control NPHET's public interviews, is that aimed at opening a crack in the door to eventually be in a position to reject some NPHET advice, but to be able to reject it more quietly because the rest of us won't know what NPHET was saying?
Yeah, I think it's an attempt to just generate a bit more space for the government, a bit more control for the government, not just in terms of how messages, public health messages and potential restrictions are communicated, but over the substance of those decisions itself. So yes, I think that's right. That's what they're at. The danger, I think, for the government is that they will now be accused of gagging NPHET. And I think we'll see more of that today. And when the Dáil resumes tomorrow, Taoiseach yesterday strongly insisting that there was no question of anybody being gagged. But as you know, we found in our paper yesterday, and other media outlets I know found the same thing as well, that when they sought permission to speak to people in NPHET through the government's press office, government information service, or the Department of Health, that permission was refused. So, you know,
whether that's a gag or not,
it certainly functions like one.
Yeah, we had a similar experience some time ago here on this programme too. I want to ask you about this word peculiar, because that's how Leo Varadkar described the decision to impose further restrictions, his government decision to impose further restrictions. What do you think he was trying to achieve by saying that?
Yeah, there's a good bit of comment about this over the weekend. Taoiseach said in the government's press conference on Friday night that the government found, you know, it was a peculiar decision that the government was making, but it was a decision that he understood. Now, I think Mr. Parker would suggest that what he meant to convey was that this was, we all found ourselves in a peculiar position. But it was interpreted in many quarters in and around government and throughout the wider political firmament as almost trying to distance himself slightly from the government's position in a way that was reminiscent of the old master Bertie Ahern used to try and do sometimes when his governments made unpopular decisions. You would notice that in his interactions with some people, Bertie would refer to the government as they rather than we. So, you know, there was a good bit of speculation mm-hmm. that this is what Mr. Varadkar was at. Perhaps a bit overcooked in some quarters, but it certainly made people sit up and notice.
Okay, you're writing as well in the paper with your colleagues about the booster rollout. What's the latest on that, Pat?
Yeah, it seems that we get an accelerated booster rollout for people in their 50s, likely to be announced this week. Also, there's a meeting of the National Immunization Advisory Committee tonight that made clear vaccination for children. So I suppose if both those things happen, remember that has already been cleared by the European regulators, but if both those things happen, then I suppose there may be questions for the HSE, questions of capacity. Do they proceed with the boosters for the over 50s? And people we were speaking to yesterday suggested that it would be possible to do that even before the middle of December, so essentially next week, I guess. Or do they try and get the kids' vaccination program up and running quickly, or perhaps they can do both at the same time? So I think we'll see decisions on that this week.
I just see the latest from the hospitals. There's 33 additional people in hospital now with COVID-19 as of 8 o'clock this morning. That figure stands at 536. I see also the RTÉ newsroom reporting that the PUP will be reopened tomorrow to those who lose their jobs as a result of these new restrictions which are coming in tomorrow, as we know, and the rates will be up to 350, Pat.
Yeah, that's right. Whereas people on people who are on the lower rates, as I understand this, are certainly, according to what Pascal Donoghue, the finance minister, was saying yesterday, people who are on the lower rates of PUP will stay on those, but it will be reopened at the highest rate. I suppose a nod to that the live entertainment industry, which is now facing some very difficult times ahead with the new restrictions.
Pat, thank you very much for joining us. Pat Leahy, political editor with the Irish Times. We'll take a quick break.